Have you ever wondered why cinnamon and cloves taste so perfect together in apple pie, or why star anise elevates a beef stew to new heights? The answer isn't just cultural tradition, it's chemistry. At its core, the science of spices reveals that what makes flavors work together isn't random, but follows predictable patterns based on shared molecular compounds. These powerful plant substances originally evolved to repel predators, fight bacteria, or attract pollinators, create the distinctive tastes that define cuisines worldwide. When we eat spiced foods, these compounds don't just interact with our taste buds, they waft up through our throats as vapor, reaching our nasal passages where they create the complex flavor experiences we love. This explains why food tastes bland when we have a cold. We're missing most of the flavor experience. Understanding these chemical relationships isn't just fascinating trivia. It's the key to creative cooking and the foundation for reimagining how we combine flavors in our kitchens. Just as chemists organize elements based on their properties, spices can be grouped into distinct flavor families based on their dominant compounds. This groundbreaking framework organizes spices into 12 categories that predict which will harmonize beautifully and which might clash. Sweet warming phenols like clove and cinnamon contain compounds that create persistent warming sensations. Warming terpenes and nutmeg bring heat without sweetness, while fragrant terpenes in juniper and coriander offer fresh, pine-like notes. Earthy terpenes in cumin provide dusty, sometimes burnt flavors, while penetrating terpenes in cardamom hit the back of the nose with medicinal intensity. Citrus terpenes bring refreshing, lemony profiles, while sweet-sour acids and fruity aldehydes create fruit-like dimensions. Sulfurous compounds add depth with oniony and meaty flavors, and pungent compounds in chili and black pepper create that distinctive heat we crave. This organization isn't just academic, it's a practical tool for understanding why certain spice combinations have endured across centuries and cultures, and for creating your own successful pairings based on molecular compatibility rather than guesswork. What if you could approach spice blending with the precision of a scientist and the creativity of an artist? The secret lies in understanding shared compounds. Spices work harmoniously when they contain similar molecular structures. It's why cinnamon and cloves sing together in holiday treats, they share eugenol, and why cardamom brightens both Indian curries and Scandinavian pastries. To create your own masterful blends, start by selecting primary spices from the same flavor group, perhaps allspice and star anise, which share eugenol, felandrine, and cineol compounds. Then add bridge spices, like coriander, that connect your primary flavors through shared compounds while adding new dimensions. This approach transforms spice blending from intimidating guesswork to accessible science. Imagine creating a blend that begins with warming cinnamon and clove, bridges to citrusy coriander, and finishes with the subtle heat of black pepper. A combination that works because each spice shares key compounds with its neighbors in the blend. Suddenly, you're not just following recipes, but understanding why they work and creating your own signature combinations based on molecular harmony. Spices chronicle human history through trade routes, conquests, and cultural exchange. The Middle East, ancient crossroads of spice trade, features bright Mediterranean flavors that transform into intense desert notes and sweeter Iranian profiles. Arab merchants dominated this commerce for centuries, connecting East and West through perilous voyages. South Asia represents the heart of global spice culture, with native cardamom and cinnamon forming complex masalas that reflect royal court traditions. Regional distinctions emerge in North India's warming garam masalas versus South India's tart tamarind coconut combinations. Southeast Asian cuisine was revolutionized when Portuguese traders introduced chili peppers in the 16th century, creating the vibrant profiles of Thai and Vietnamese cooking. East Asian traditions employ milder spices with precision and restraint, except for Sichuan cuisine, where the unique tongue-tingling Sichuan pepper creates one of the world's most distinctive flavor experiences. The search for spices literally changed our world map. When 15th century European explorers sought faster routes to Asian spices, they discovered the Americas and a new world of flavors. Chilies, vanilla, and chocolate traveled east to Europe, while cloves, cinnamon, and nutmeg journeyed west to the Americas. Caribbean cuisine became a melting pot of indigenous, African, European, and Asian influences. Mexican cooking combined Mayan and Aztec ingredients with Spanish imports to create its distinctive profile. In Europe, regions developed unique spice identities. Scandinavians embraced cardamom, reportedly brought by Vikings. Britain incorporated Indian flavors through colonial ties. Spain and Portugal adopted American chilies, and Italy maintained traditions from Venice's medieval spice trade dominance. This exchange transformed not just cooking, but reshaped economies, drove colonization, and connected isolated cultures through shared flavors, demonstrating how spice preferences reflect complex historical forces. Understanding spice chemistry transforms from fascinating theory to practical magic when applied in your kitchen. Take cinnamon, whose main compound, cinnamaldehyde, activates temperature receptors on your tongue to create a warming sensation. While not actually sweet itself, it enhances the perception of sweetness in other ingredients, which is why it works so beautifully in desserts. Or consider star anise, whose primary compound, anethole, is astonishingly 13 times sweeter than table sugar, explaining its distinctive licorice sweetness. These insights lead to practical cooking wisdom. Use whole cloves or grind just before cooking, since their oil-based compounds evaporate quickly. Add black cardamom early in cooking to allow its smoky phenols time to infuse your dish. Pair grains of paradise with vanilla-containing ingredients, since they share complementary compounds. This scientific understanding empowers you to move beyond following recipes to creating your own innovations. Why not try combining duck with Indian garam masala in a Thai-inspired larb salad? Or reimagining Filipino adobo with additional spice trade influences? By understanding the chemical underpinnings of flavor combinations, you can cook with both confidence and creativity. The science of spices illuminates both our past and future culinary landscape. By understanding which compounds make spices work harmoniously, we can create innovative blends that honor tradition while exploring new frontiers. This knowledge democratizes cooking expertise. Anyone can create complex spice combinations without generations of passed down wisdom or expensive culinary training. As climate change threatens traditional growing regions, this understanding may help develop resilient varieties or identify alternative spices with similar profiles. In every pinch of cinnamon or dash of cardamom lies a story spanning continents and centuries. The science reveals something profound. Across vastly different cultures, we share fundamental responses to these powerful plant compounds. This knowledge doesn't diminish culinary magic, it enhances it. Next time you cook, consider not just what tastes good, but why. The world of spices offers an endless journey where science and sensory pleasure unite, giving us not only better meals, but deeper appreciation for the intricate dance between plant chemistry and human perception that has shaped global cuisines for millennia.